I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie does indeed have COVID.
We all do.
Whole family does indeed have COVID.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's boosted. So I feel a lot better. I still feel crappy, but I don't feel as bad as I did. I feel hot all the time. And I have nightmares is another thing that is so strange. I don't know why you're laughing.
Describe a nightmare.
I had a dream that this scary, skinny woman who wears lots of jackets, she walks on her fingers and her legs are in the air, and that's how she walks down the street.
Okay. Well, how did she interact with you? Did you just see her?
Well, I was in my car.
Oh,
but then I got
safe.
Out of my car. Well, listen, then I got out of my car.
Why would you get
and
out?
Then I was in a new manufactured home and I was touring it, and I was like, that skinny fingered bitch is in here somewhere. And so the whole time I was going room to room, just waiting for her to be walking on her fingers.
Now, okay, well, if she was she following you?
I just knew once I got to the manufactured home that she could be there at any minute.
I just don't want you to find yourself in some sort of nightmarish profiling situation where she's just a skinny bitch twinkle fingering down the street, not causing a problem for you, but yet you imagine
she's a problem.
Sound like it. Sounds like she was minding her own business.
You don't twinkle finger it around like that and not cause problems for people.
Was she talking to you? Was she talking to anybody?
No.
Okay, well, then she's just minding.
She didn't look like she could talk. She looked like she made sounds.
Okay, well, still, maybe she did just make sounds, because really, what's
she
just the language?
Beautiful jackets, though. Her jackets were beautiful.
How many jackets?
At least 4.
Were they hanging upside down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were. Okay. I mean, I just don't want anybody listening to this to come away from it thinking, well, Katie, in her nightmares, she profiles people.
Right.
Producer Jacob he's Googling dream dictionary, which is one of the silliest two words of all time. But
well,
what'd you find?
Well, I'm thinking that this might be a fever dream, which is something that is vivid, often bizarre or unpleasant, that occurs in your dreams when you're experiencing high temperatures. Now, Katie, you have COVID,
yeah.
So I'm assuming that you're testing with a fever.
I strangely never have a fever, but I am burning up.
How does that happen? How do you burn up without a fever?
I don't know. Maybe I need to get a new thermometer. The only one I have has a bunny on the top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that is for children, and I don't think that works.
Well, I mean, kids get a fever, too, but...
yeah, but they're smaller, though.
Now I think about it, nobody has tested positive. Nobody has had a fever on this thermometer in our house at all. So maybe it's the thermometer. But I was putting ice packs in my sports bra yesterday.
I saw
to
that.
Keep myself... Yeah.
Jacob is still Googling dreams
there's
in a dictionary.
So many ads on these websites.
Of course there's so many. It's clickbait, dummy.
Oh,
anybody
man.
Who's ever looked up, and I'm included in this, well, what does it mean when you dream you're stupid? It doesn't mean anything.
Did you do twinkle fingers?
I'm trying to, but
okay, fine. I'll take the bait. Okay, Jacob, look up walking on fingers. Go to the search bar. What does walking on fingers mean
fingers
in a dream?
In a dream mean?
Okay, walking on hands. We'll accept that. It's close enough.
Should I go to Quora?
It was creepier, but fine.
Checkmydream.com.
They're both nonsense. It doesn't matter. Just pick one.
It indicates that the sleeper will choose a very non-standard path in order to reach her goal.
You're so dumb if you believe in stuff like this. Oh, my God. It's essentially a fortune cookie. That's what you
okay,
get.
So this is what this tells me. My goal is to lose 50 pounds. So I'm going to have my jaw wired shut.
There you go.
It's unconventional.
Oh, my God.
Now, Katie, did you experience any discomfort while you were experiencing this dream? Or did you feel comfortable?
Yes, I had COVID.
Well, I mean, like, were you scared from this Mrs. Burlington?
Yes,
Can I name her that? I was scared.
She was coming to me in the modular home.
Remember, it scared her for no reason other than she just looked different than Katie.
No.
So go ahead. Okay, look that up. What does it mean if you racially profile in a dream?
Uh-oh.
What comes up? Oh, God. Here we go.
Someone.
You know what? Actually,
dreams.
Don't Google that. I'm You're afraid like, it's, oh, it's too
don't.
Late now.
Oh. Now that's going to be on a computer.
Yeah. You know what? If you ever are you logged in under you or somebody else who works here?
This is me. I'm taking credit for this.
Oh, God.
Dreams do discriminate.
There you go. Racial makeup mimics real life.
Okay, well, I didn't say a white woman.
You said twinkle fingers.
But she was white.
All right. Well, Katie, we wish you guys a fast recovery.
Thank you.
And start keeping a COVID nightmare journal because these are interesting.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.